Ty Brady here with Brady Insurance Marketing in the Ty Brady Way. As a successful entrepreneur myself, I'm passionate in helping other entrepreneurs do the same as they rise from rags to riches and get inspired each week on the stories they tell here at the Ty Brady Way. I would like to welcome an exciting guest today, Christian Flores. You know, him and I connected over social media. He listened to a podcast interview that I did with, I believe, my wife, and we've been playing tag back and forth, but I've read a lot about what he does, the impact he likes to make, about passion, and just like to welcome him to the show. And Christian, you know, tell us a little bit about you and your passion and what drives you.
Thanks for having me, Ty. I do what I do. I coach high achievers in basically achieving their potential and achieving it without burning out, which happens quite a bit, and achieving it without hitting significant plateaus. So it's something I really want people to succeed for life. And I think most of us high achievers, and I'm one of those guys, we hit some of the walls, we hit them significantly. And a lot of the time we just leave a lot of potential on the table, a lot of impact on the table. And to me, that's like the greatest tragedy is, we were born to do great things in life. And when we just don't do it, there's something about it that is just tragic because we have people we can serve, products we can create, services we can provide, people we can love that are just don't get that from us if we just don't take care of ourselves.
Man, I love hearing that. I talk a lot about, you know, there's two paths in life. One of them is ease and comfort. And, you know, that's a job and you work really hard. You go to college and you're guaranteed a paycheck, or you can live a life of service, abundance and adventure. And a job is good for a lot of people, but I mean, looking at your history, I mean, you were an entertainer for a long time. How did you get out of the entertainment industry and do what you do? I think you talked a little bit about, you know, a little bit of burnout and, you know, you wanted to do something bigger and better and make a bigger impact. But how did you transition from an entertainer to where you're at today?
That's an excellent question. I think maybe the answer is I'm very professionally ADD, right? I get bored easily. More seriously is this. I had the privilege to grow up on three different continents. This is my fourth continent, Ty.
Wow.
And because of some of those experiences, I think my first career that was very successful, it was in Eastern Europe. I entertained millions of people, sold millions of albums as an artist, pop artist and singer and producer, a creator of the bands. It gave me a boost of confidence, but also revealed a weakness, especially when you make it quickly. And I started my professional career at age probably like 23-ish. And then in a year I was on national television, and this is before the internet and everything. So, but what it revealed is that there's more to success than talent and hard work. There are things that you need to be able to fortify in yourself to achieve success and then maintain success in the long run. So I had what it took to achieve success. I did not have what it takes to maintain success. So that was just really interesting because I had a number one hit at the time and I was like clinically depressed, right? And those were sort of my first signs of going, you know what? I really want to figure out what is it that it takes for human beings to flourish. Not only get to success, but maintain and grow success. And that sort of was the first sort of my first foray into coaching human flourishing and things like that. So I became obsessed with it. I've interviewed some of the top experts in human flourishing on the planet. I was a pastor for a long time. So I did a lot of coaching and pastoring of entertainers, artists, fashion designers, entrepreneurs, so I got like 25 years of these stories. And on top of that, I wanted to marry that sort of ancient wisdom with modern science. And I've talked to some of the top Ivy League people that, you know, that's what they do. They research that. And the amazing thing that these things, ancient wisdom and modern science, they harmonize. They actually say the same things.
They do.
And they really do. And I just love coaching. Now in my Exponential Life coaching program, that's basically what I do. I teach and train top performers to do better, to do well, to better, and to do it for life.
You know, some of the terminology may be different. You know, some people may use the word prayer. Some people may use the word meditate. But at the end of the day, it's taking that moment to reconnect, you know, to that, you know, higher power. I believe in a higher power. Absolutely. You know, we weren't here just by chance. And it's interesting to hear a lot of different perspectives. One other thing is, you know, I think business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, you as an entertainer, I mean, I don't know if you've heard this term before, but people say it's lonely at the top. And it sounds like you experienced some of that.
That's very true. Yeah, I think most of us, leadership in general is lonely by definition, if you think about it, right? If you are leading, you are sort of at the point of the spear, so to say, in whatever group you're in. So at some point, it is lonely. On the other dimension of loneliness is that if you are successful, if you want to be successful, you have to be willing to do things that 99% of people are not willing to do.
Absolutely.
And that's by definition also lonely, right?
Yeah.
So one of the big things that we do at Exponential is that we have these cohorts, these very small, intimate groups of people who are basically on the journey. They learn the same skills. They're on the same journey, and they help each other not feel lonely. They speak into each other's lives, and they are sort of witnesses to each other's journeys, which is, I think, a really core human need, because we were, I think, wired to belong.
Belong and be accepted, right? We want to be accepted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And people get also accepted. Acceptance is hard when you're doing things 99% of people are not willing to do. That's a tension right there, right? It's inherent to what you're trying to do. So to be around people who can relate and accept and actually are also doing the things that 99% of people are not willing to do is a huge deal. It's a really huge deal.
Well, they talk about entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, they're a class of the 1%, right? And you are the 1%, but yet you're going to live a lifestyle that most people never will. And depression's a real thing. I mean, you look back, I went to a suicide prevention convention, and I just listened to some of the statistics in general. I mean, successful people that ended up committing suicide, which is a real thing, and the need for programs like yours.
Yes. I have quite a few friends that I've lost to suicide, and these were top performers in a variety of industries. And you're absolutely right. Well, the thing is, you risk more. You put more on the table. You take chances. That's just the nature of high achieving people. And if you don't have an anti-fragility as a skill, then you can definitely be among those people who just don't make it, you know, or end up just burning out and plateauing for a long time, for decades sometimes. So I think a big part of success is not just achieving success. Is how do you overcome failure? How do you deal with setbacks? How do you actually become better through hardship?
Yeah,
that's sort of the term anti-fragility is a great term, and I really feel like that's probably, honestly, it's the most understated quality and skill set in a high achiever, because it's not just willpower, it's not just talent or grit or even the ability to a work ethic. It's how do you condition yourself to get better through hardship rather than just to sort of cave in, right? And I would say most people that don't make it or don't achieve the success that they could have achieved, they don't get there only because they caved. It's
correct.
Not lack of talent. It's not lack of or even skills. It's just emotionally. They couldn't do it long term.
I look at my kids. I mean, I talk a little about my kids on my podcast show. I like to coach them in youth sports, and I remind them on a regular basis, things happen for us, not to us. And what are you going to do about it? You know, there's things that are happening that are out of our control. And there's things that are, you know, the ref made a bad call, or you don't think the game's going the way you are. But what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just say, you know, it's the ref's fault? Are you going to go out there and fight, right? Are you going to get back up and, you know, the score is 3-5 and you're down? What are you going to do? And it's fun to watch, see them, you know, get out of that hardship and move on. So when somebody comes to you, when you help high achievers, you know, what does that process look like in, you know, is it a conversation and then you get them tied into, I mean, what does that look like?
Well, usually people come to me from several sources, right? I think the two main sources are they are, you know, exposed to the media, the content that I produce on YouTube, the podcast, the newsletter, they're subscribed to it or something like that. Or somebody else who went through the program says, hey, you need to check this out. And usually what I do is I just say, look, where do you want to go? And what are the obstacles? Tell me your story.
Yeah.
And that's how it all starts. It's the story. Because in many ways, in most ways, actually, we are story tellers as human beings. We're meaning makers. And the story we tell ourselves is the story that eventually happens.
You got to say that one more time, because I know the listeners aren't going to catch that. Say that one more time.
Basically, we become the stories we tell about ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and so a big part of what we do at Exponential is sort of unpack the stories, the deep stories, the generational stories, and then rewrite the stories. And I mean, I cannot emphasize this enough, how this transforms people in a matter of weeks. You know, it's mind boggling. So,
you know,
that's really important, I think.
That gives me chills, because as I interview, my podcast show started out as tips and tricks for insurance agents, and it evolved to interviewing other successful entrepreneurs and hearing their stories. And, you know, the purpose of it is hearing their stories, and let's get inspired as we change people's lives together and make an impact. That's really the story that I'm telling on the show now, and it's growing exponentially. I mean, you reached out, obviously we talked, and I'm glad you took the time to be on the show, but that's what it's all about. I think sometimes people don't realize the impact that they can make, and that somebody listening on the other end needs to hear that. You know, I remember long ago I was interviewing the lady that actually does my recordings in person on my podcast show. And I did a thing about self-doubt and doubt, or why do we drift? It was that in combination. And at the end of that show, she was in tears, and she stopped me and she says, Ty, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. And that's, you know, with social media can be used to do great things, all of these platforms. And I don't think we can do it enough. Negativity is easy to find. Positivity is not so easy.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right, Ty. Yeah. And I think my passion stems from my story, right? Because I was a child refugee at age 5. So my dad was in a concentration camp in Chile, Santiago, Chile. We ended up in the refugee camp at age 5 for several months. We're kicked out of the country, didn't have a home, had to start over. I moved 3 different continents by age 7. I experienced poverty. I've lived in some of the poorest places on earth. For years I slept in the kitchen in my one bedroom apartment where my mom, my single mom, and me and my sister lived, right? I slept in the kitchen, just divided by a little curtain for privacy. And then from those sort of places where that can tell you all kinds of stories about who you are. You're a foreigner, all of those things. I was able to entertain millions as an attainer. I was an entrepreneur. I've started 3 different companies, 2 nonprofits. I've pastored people and spoken on 4 different continents in 4 different languages to hundreds and thousands of people. And I've been able to coach hundreds of people. And my point is, your story, your origin story, cannot possibly define who you are. As a matter of fact, it shapes you to propel you to help others.
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing, these stories of origin. I mean, I could tell you all the things that happened to me when I was young, you know, as a child growing up, being bullied, all those things. But I think one of those things it taught me is resilience. It taught me that, I mean, and I think everybody should honestly go on a humanitarian mission or a service mission of some kind. Because if you live here in the U.S., we are truly blessed with the opportunity that we have to go out and start a business. And we can go walk down the street and get groceries. I mean, there's a lot of people that still live the way you grew up.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I really, part of what I coach people in is getting in touch with the needs around you, because it does two things. It first, for us, it fills us with gratitude and perspective, right? And second, it actually helps people. So yeah. I have if you're in the audience and you're listening to this, you can go to www.ascend, as in going up, ascend with a D, dot academy, and you'll see our little project. We have a after school academy in Africa, for example, and it's basically helping kids in the slums of Mozambique be able to learn English, learn computer skills, and learn character, which is a big thing that's lacking in some of those extremely poor areas of the world. And just being connected to that work, I started it, it's been such a privilege to me. And it gives me so much joy. So I feel benefit as much as the kids do, you know. So I'm always looking for people to partner and support more kids in projects like that.
One of my passions is helping young kids that want to play a sport that their parents may not have the means. When I was growing up as a kid with eight sisters and two brothers, extracurricular activities just weren't in the cards. And I worked at a very young age to pay for anything that I wanted above and beyond a roof over my head and food. And, you know, my parents were great. You know, they raised us well. But I mean, I realized at a very young age, if I wanted to do those things, I would have to go earn it on my own. And now, I mean, I can't remember how many. Last year, we probably sponsored 30 different kids in four different sports, just the fees to go and play. And
that's amazing.
It's just to see those kids, you know, and what they're able to do, because sports teaches you so much as well. I mean, it teaches you how to lose and lose respectively. It teaches you how to compete. It teaches you so many wonderful things, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So that with your coaching platform and everything you do, where do you see that going in the next 5-10 years?
Thanks for asking. My dream and my aspiration is that I would see communities of people living that exponential life that we speak of and that we teach and coach in, and create and going into business together, collaborating, helping millions of disadvantaged people, but really building an ecosystem where high achievers can come and be in a safe place, be in a growth place, and actually be amplified in their journeys, just doing things together.
Wow. Well, we're getting here on the time. Any last thoughts you'd like to leave with the audience, and then maybe any of your social media platforms they could reach out to? So those last two things, last thoughts, and then any way they could get in touch with you. And I do appreciate being on the show today and finally connecting, man. Powerful, inspirational, passionate. The enthusiasm, the joy, all the things that you mentioned. I love it. So the time is yours.
Thank you, Ty. I appreciate it. And very, again, thank you for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to speak to your audience. It's truly a privilege. I think the last words are, be bold, dare greatly. You are meant for higher things. Most people don't ever live up to the purposes that they were created to live out. And it's a loss for all of us if you don't, right? So yes, it's scary. Yes, it demands for you to do things that 99% of people are not doing to do. But I promise you this, if you lean into this, your life will be changed forever. more than you can ever possibly imagine, more than the most of the people that live around you. And if you just dare to step into that opportunity to live an exponential life, things will happen to you that will blow your mind. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you what they were right now. So that's basically the last thought. If you'd like to find me, there's probably two best ways to do it. One is I have a newsletter, a free newsletter that goes out every week called ChristianRayFlores.com. So it's essentially my name, ChristianRayFlores.com. And the second one, and you can get updates in your inbox for free every week. I think they go out on Sunday mornings. And the second place to go, if you really want to get serious about your career and about your impact in the world, go to www.exponential, starting with an X without the E, exponential.life. And you'll see all the details, the work that we do, testimonials. You'll get actually access to a free training, completely free, just to dig into the details of how we do things. And then if that speaks to you and you go, okay, this is it, you can schedule a free sort of a free life strategy session where we can just ask you all kinds of questions, give you a lot of value. Even if it's not a good fit, you'll get a lot of value. It's probably the best half an hour to 45 minutes you'll spend.
You know, the last thing I want to say is dare and be bold. Isn't that true? You know, we have been given gifts and it's our job to find them. And if we don't seek them or chase them, then there's a lot of people that are not being impacted by the gift that you've been given. You know, I've been able to reach a lot of audiences and different people that you wouldn't reach. But thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Type Radio Way. As always, share, like, and subscribe. Go to Instagram at ty.r.brady. And as always, love hearing from you. And let me know what you want to learn on the show or what you'd like me to bring up on the show. Thanks.
You can find the Ty Brady Way on Instagram as well as Facebook. To stay connected with giveaways and Ty himself, go ahead and follow at ty.r.brady on Instagram as well as Facebook. This podcast was recorded, edited, and produced by Whitney Face Media Marketing. The theme music is an excerpt from Hot Chicken of the Woods by Isaac Joel.